This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come now to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. And I pray that as you are listening to the Hour One Nugget, as you listen to this radio station each and every day, that something will be changing in you. Just before I began this Hour One Nugget, I prayed and I said, Lord, I need to hear this message too. This isn't about those who listen, Lord, only. It's about me too. Turn with me to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and we're going to begin at verse 16 through to verse 18. And my Bible titles this, The Spirit's Power. Just that, just those words, the Spirit's power. What does it conjure up in your mind? So Paul is talking to the church in Galatia, and he says this, So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. Every one of us have sinful desires, whether we like it or whether we don't, whether we want to admit it or whether we don't. Now, when I was looking at this, I was thinking, what is Paul actually saying here? Because he talks about sinful nature cravings. And I was thinking of all sorts of things. Then I decided to have a quick look at the King James. And the King James says this, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, even as we look at that, the word lust conjures up sex, things that are sexual. But I believe you can lust after many things. It's not just sexual lust. You can lust after many things. If your neighbor has got a brand new car and you look out the window and you love the look of that car and you think, oh, I just wish I could have that. That is lusting after a car. The word lust means lots of things. But it doesn't matter. You see, this is the whole point. It does not matter if the lust is to do with drink, or if the lust is to do with gambling, or if the lust is to do with sex. It has no difference in the meaning. The meaning is exactly the same. And every one of us has this problem. Now, the reason I say that every one of us has this problem is because Paul is saying, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what the sinful nature craves. But not all of us do that. Not all of us allow the Spirit of God to lead our lives. Paul admits that himself in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 23, when he says, we all sin and fall short. Every single one of us sins and falls short. And look at the life of Paul. Look at how passionate he was for his Lord. Yet Paul also tells us that he had a thorn in his flesh. We have no clue what that was. We haven't got an idea. But beloved, the point I'm trying to make here is it's not important. Three times he asked the Lord to take away this thorn in his flesh. And what was the Lord's response? My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, you're going to have to stay with that thorn. You're going to have to stay with what it is that is bugging you. Because my grace is sufficient for you. So Paul in Galatians, the 5th chapter, is advocating that we take our eyes off the problem. You see, if we allow the lust of our flesh to overcome, to win, then as we are doing that, our eyes are no longer on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's just what the evil one wants. You see, the evil one knows exactly what is going to push your buttons. The evil one knows exactly how to get your attention. And when I say your, I'm talking about mine too. Please believe me, this message I'm bringing you now is not only for you. It is for me, as is every message that I bring on Worship Radio 247, as is every message I preach from the pulpit. Those messages are not only for you, they are for me as well, because I'm on this road. I'm traveling this journey with you. So I say, says Paul, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Just think of a world where every single one of us, right across the world, all the Christians, all the followers of Jesus, right across this globe, were to make this decision to let the Holy Spirit guide them. Imagine that world. Can you? Can you imagine what life would be like? If every single one of us were to say yes to this, and I'm not talking about you guys that are listening right now, what I'm talking about is people across the globe. If they were to listen to this message or to read this scripture and take note of what it says, and all of us were to make a declaration that we are going to be led by the Spirit, and not by the world, not by the evil one. If we were to all do that, can you just for a second imagine what this world will be like? Every single member of your ecclesia, every single member of your church and your community where you are, every single one of them would be guided by the Spirit, and all that would be visible would be love and heart unity, because that is what the Spirit wants. The Lord Jesus himself said, love one another. As I have loved you, I command you to love one another. He didn't ask, he commanded. That is being led by the Spirit. If we're led by the Spirit, there will be no backbiting. If we're led by the Spirit, there will be no conflict. If we are led by the Spirit, there will be no backstabbing, talking about people behind their backs. There will be no speaking without respect, because when you look at your neighbor, when you look at your community, when you look at your church, you'll be speaking in love. Oh boy, can you imagine that world? It would be a totally and completely different world to the world we have now. Because you see, Christianity, following Jesus, has become a religion. Now I'm going to sound pretty radical, but I have not got a religious bone in my body. I want you to hear this. I have not got a religious bone in my body. I just want to follow the teachings of Jesus. I just want to be in the company of the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God Almighty the Father. I want my life to be filled with love. That's what I want. And when the Lord told me some years ago, "Tell my people about my love," He didn't then go on to say, "And be sure that you teach good doctrine, David. And be sure that you teach this right. And be sure that you teach that right. And make sure they know this, that, and the other, that you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that." Oh, dogma, all of it dogma. But He told me to tell you about His love, because everything starts from love. Once love is involved, once you love the way the Holy Spirit wants you to love, guess what? All of the religiosity gets tossed in the bin, because we are looking at the pure Scripture. And instead of seeing dark things in Scripture, all we will see is light. Because the darkness cannot extinguish the light. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guard your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. That is so true. That is so obvious when you look at it. So why don't we bind ourselves to the Spirit? Why don't we keep our eyes on Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit? The reason is we are attracted by things of the flesh. And we need to get, what's the word? Detached. That's what we need to say. We need to get detached away from the Holy Spirit. We need to get detached away from the things of the evil one. You see, I'm even getting confused. That's what he does. That's his trick. He wants to bring confusion. Not illusion. He wants to bring you down. He wants to take your eyes away from Jesus. And he wants you to look at him and look at the evil and look at that which is attracting you. That's what he wants to do. Whereas the Holy Spirit is saying, follow me. Paul goes on to say these two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Do you notice that word, you are not free, whilst the Spirit of God and Satan battle away in your mind, in your heart, in your being? The freedom goes. Because our hearts and our lives are not looking toward the Holy Spirit. If we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our lives are going to be so different. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, right now, for everyone who is listening to this broadcast, that Lord God, they would turn their eyes to you and they would say these words, I want to be led by the Holy Spirit and not my sinful nature. Say it with me now. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit and not my sinful nature. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.